Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
I think it's a fascinating spin of blame on college football fans. And I also think that he's not saying for any job, by the way. He's not saying, you know, go to U.S. There's no open job in college football. He's not even saying go to the NFL. He's just saying go, even if it means having to sit out a year.
Yeah, he went as far as saying, like, if you can't even get a TV job and you're just hanging out for a year, then wait until something good happens. What Dennis Dodd wants Ryan Day to do is give Ohio State fans the middle finger.
Yeah. Which,
but I don't think it would be receptive that way to Ohio State fans, because how do you make somebody mad that actually wants to see you go?
Also, by the way, I don't like, and listen, I think Ohio State fans are excessive. I especially think from the Walmart Ohio State fan contingency, so people who didn't go to Ohio State. So, and by the way, I am a Walmart Ohio State fan.
Yeah.
All right? My Ohio State merch comes via your local retailer, okay? So, yes, they're excessive. You just described every blue blood fan base in college football. This idea that Ohio State, and it's been perpetuated by a guy that played there in Kirk Herbstreit. Listen, I don't get into this often because I'm an adult. It's wildly unfair and ridiculous. Yes, Ohio State fans are excessive, as are Alabama fans, as are USC fans, as are Miami fans and Texas fans and Oklahoma fans and LSU and Georgia fans. Yep, fans gonna fans. Yeah. Ryan Day, Pete's 100% right. Ryan Day knew exactly what he was signing up for when he took over this job. It's not like this. Any of this should be a surprise. You haven't beaten Michigan in 5 years, and you haven't won a national championship since taking over the job. Yep, people are going to be upset when you don't reach the bars that were set for you when you took over the job.
I just love the idea that Dodd thinks this is going to be some sort of big, like, screw you to the program and the fans and everyone attached to it. It's just not going to be perceived that way, Nick.
Yeah, it's going to be, oh, that's an interesting move from Ryan Day.
Yeah, actually, like, oh, wow, you really thought just sitting it out for a year and waiting for a different gig is that's the right call. Okay.
I actually think it would hurt him in some circles because, I mean, what blue blood program is going to want to watch you walk away from because of a rabid fan base? And then turn around.
Well, it would just show that the rabid fan base could get to you.
Yes, exactly.
That's the weakest sign of all of this with him.
Now, I don't think we can discount a Harbaugh. That's where Jim Harbaugh ate a lot of bleep. Not from fans, ironically, but from Ward Manuel, from the other leaders. Remember, during the COVID season, after the latest loss.
They tried giving him a pay cut?
Yep. No, they gave him a pay cut.
They didn't try, they did.
Yeah, they said, you can take this pay cut or you can take this job and shove it.
Because then when they gave him the money back, then he donated it all to the assistants or something like
which
that.
Which was just a baller move. I hate how much of a baller Jim Harbaugh really is, and I hate that I said baller as well.
That's okay.
Both those things, equally hateable. But now, would it surprise me if you win the national championship on January 20th, and let's say January 22nd, he's the new Raiders head coach. I just pulled that job out of a hat.
Sure.
No, it wouldn't. That'd be a brilliant move. That's the ultimate cake and eat it too moment. It is, you said, as recently, not you, I mean the royal you, the royal we, and as late as like 3 weeks ago, said, fire his ass. He goes, answers every question but beating Michigan, and then pieces off to the NFL.
Like the moment you actually want him as a fan base then, because you're like, oh, he can do it. He can achieve this.
Yep.
It would be, if Dennis Dodd wants a big middle finger to the fan base, that's the biggest middle finger you can give to the fan base.
The only thing missing from this exchange.
Not a chance he does it, though.
The only thing missing from this exchange is the DX music being cued, and then him hitting the crotch chop on the way
out
of town.
Like it's 2003? Yeah.
And like hitting a Bronco Buster on like Nick Fink.
Between
right?
your,
our buddy.
between your pwned reference and then the crotch chop, you're living in 2005 right now.
I never left. But
that's the argument.
And actually, that's the other part of this. I actually think, because remember, when Ryan first took over the job, I can't remember which year it was, he did get some interest from the NFL. Now, at the time, he politely told them to get bent, but I think it would make total sense. Like, if Ryan Day validated himself with a national championship, knowing the next year, you're only like two more losses from Michigan away from people freaking out at you again. I actually think the Raiders is a brilliant idea. Because that is a team.
Do you think Ryan Day can coach at the next level?
Yeah,
I mean, I'm very leery, of the college to the NFL track. I just think it doesn't work often. I think Harbaugh is he's very unique in many, many ways. Yep. I think he's very special to be able to pull that off. I just typically think it doesn't work out.
So I think the key predictor, and Jimmy Johnson kind of bucks this because Jimmy didn't have any NFL experience as an assistant before becoming the head coach. It was a completely different era and a completely different time. I think the key predictor is, do you have meaning like positional coach, coordinator kind of experience in the NFL? Ryan did have, I want to say, years as quarterback coaches, 1 year in Philly and 1 year in San Francisco with Chip Kelly. I don't know it would work out, but if I'm Vegas, Ben Johnson ain't coming to Vegas. Not for Tom Brady, not for Mark Davis.
No, he did just do his first interview with them.
Yeah, it ain't
happening. I think that was out of respect to Tom Brady is all that was.
Yeah, I think that's a lot of people are going to respect Tom Brady enough to interview.
I think that's what it was.
And very few people are going to respect him enough to actually take the job.
I will say this, and I'm not going to derail the convo, but there are people that are wondering if the defensive coordinator in Detroit is better than the offensive coordinator in Detroit, and that's a different story for a different time.
I actually love Aaron Glenn. I think the idea that Mike Kafka And Davis Webb, who's got 2 years as a quarterback's coach, where all he does is, I don't know, go get Sean Payton's coffee. I think the idea that those guys are getting meaningful head coaching interviews, and in the same breath with Aaron Glenn, I think is insulting. I digress, which I haven't said all day, and now we're back in the game. No, I think specific to a job where nobody credible in the NFL. You're going to find your Mike Pettine.
Yeah, but okay, but if you're
that's
Ryan
what
Day,
you're get
if you're
in,
Ryan
in
Day,
Vegas
why do you leave the mountaintop when you're this is if you win the national title, you are at your complete height, your apex. Mm-hmm. And by the way, I know we laugh at the idea of dynasty in college football, and there is no. I don't know if I buy the idea that you can have a dynasty anymore in college football. But if you're the favorite this year and you win the title and you're bringing back as many resources as you've had in previous years, and you got all sorts of recruited quarterbacks lined up to go, you'd think this is just the beginning for Ryan Day. Like, you want to be legendary at Ohio State? Win multiple titles.
I'll be honest. Jim won one. Jim Tressel won one. He's a legend. Urban Meyer won one.
They've won two in 50 years. Yeah. Everyone walks around like Ohio State has won a million different titles. You win multiple titles?
Yeah, but
you are in rarefied air.
One win solidifies everything that he needs to say to Ohio State fans.
Oh, no, he can give them the middle finger and he can say, listen, I did everything I set out to do and I achieved everything and now I'm leaving you, but I...
Whether you want to,
buy, buy, buy,
in a bear market, or
sell, sell, sell,
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights, 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
I also wonder if you'd want to leave right when he's got his house in order.
Well, here's the thing. That is something. I think it comes down to whether Ryan believes that you can be dynastic in this era. I think of anybody, I think Ohio State has their best position right now to be that team. Alabama clearly has taken a step back, even though I still like Kalen DeBoer. Oregon has had chances, and every time they get to the mountaintop, they don't go the other side.
I mean, the collective just proved that you can just spend a lot of money and get yourself in a really good spot, yeah. and you can have a couple landmines pop up, like the Michigan game, and you're still going to be in the playoff, and you can still then right all the wrongs.
But you're this year's Michigan. It's not just the super team of super teams. Like, it's not just the what 24, 34, whatever the number is, the money number that for the roster to keep it together. There's also a lot of guys with a lot of experience that have just been playing at Ohio State with that extra year. And I think that affords you the depth that allows you to do what you're able to do against teams like Oregon and teams like Tennessee. And that gap, you're still going to have your upper echelon players, but the depth, I mean, you're going to be in a better position than Michigan was this year after losing Harbaugh in, 30% of their roster?
Well, just let me ask you on a personal level, what's cooler?
Real quick, but I think there is going to be a step back just talent-wise because this is a different level of talent this year.
Sure, and you have a chance to reload. There'll always be another Caleb Downs that you can get from an Alabama or a school like that and throw the bag at to convince to come over. What's cooler to you? Making a run at potentially having multiple titles at Ohio State if you win after this season, or trying to reorganize the mess and the chaos that is the Raiders, where even if you win and you win big and you show off that you're successful at the NFL level, okay.
What's okay? If you win at the NFL level, you'll never need a job on any level of coaching ever again.
I think you'll, but if you do it at Ohio State and you do multiple championships in multiple years, I think that is a, we talked about legacy defining things. If you win big at Ohio State and then go to the Raiders, and listen, I'm talking at winning big, different level than winning Super Bowls. I think it's going to be, that is more than 5 or 10 years. That's a very long track. And I don't know if it's possible right now with Mark Davis as the, I just don't know if it's possible there.
Just got to get Shedeur Sanders.
But like, is getting to the playoffs with the Raiders, is that enough to be, is that better than winning multiple titles at Ohio State?
So I think once you win a national championship, you're never going to want for a blue blood job ever again. Right. I just the reality is if you win one this year and I don't think you'll ever be. I don't want to say you'll never be as secure as you are at Ohio State right now if you win a national championship again. But I don't think the love is there the way it is with Urban from Ohio or Jim Tressel. So I think there's a downside to coming back and doing this. And here's the other thing. NFL opportunities are fleeting. Right. So, yeah, I think it's as simple as if you win a national championship this year and an NFL opportunity materializes where you get everything that you want, the reverse Belichick, as we call it. He got that in college. You get that in the NFL. And $15 million a year, whatever number, and you've got the chance to go to the NFL. If in 5 years it doesn't work out, or if you win 3 out of 5 playoff years, but you don't get to the mountaintop, and then Mark Davis goes all weird haircut on you and fires you, you're going to be able to walk into any blue blood job in America 5 years from now.
I also think you can do the same exercise if you stay at Ohio State and win 3 titles or 2 titles. The NFL job will be there for you if you win multiple titles at Ohio State and really build up a dynasty.
So we got plenty to get to here. We're kind of short on time, but Jim in Strongsville, welcome to the show, buddy. What you got for us?
Listen, I think we can all agree he's not getting an NFL head coaching job.
Are you talking about Matt Campbell or are you talking about Ryan Day?
Ryan Day. There's no way he's going to walk away from the contract he has. Oh, yeah, excuse me. Don't pay me the millions of dollars you're going to pay me. I'm going to go take an assistant coach job in the NFL. That's the dumbest thing I ever heard.
No,
I'll play this thing out until you fire me and I'll collect my check.
Who said
he was going to take an OC job? He's not Bill O'Brien.
No, not you guys. I'm talking about Dennis Dodd. Like, why would he walk away? If you tell me another job that's going to pay him that much money, there's no pressure to win. Don't worry about it, buddy. You go out there, buckaroo, and do your very best.
I do love the idea that Dennis Dodd's like, there's just too much pressure at Ohio State, as if it's the only college football program where they have outsized expectations.
Thank you, Jim. I'll read you the part of this article. Day, quote, Day also looks like he's coaching angry. He's had enough. All of the fans, the blame of what the job has become. He acts like this is just it only happens at Ohio State, apparently.
He's really reading the body language there.
Ohio State's the only place that has put expectations on a coach.
Physical language, I would say genius, Dennis Dodd, suggests Ryan Day should leave Ohio State. So what we're actually going to take it to a logical direction. Should Ryan Day consider leaving Ohio State for the NFL if he wins the national championship this year? 216-474-0092. And did I learn the wrong lesson this week? That's next on 92.3 The Fan.